All right, welcome to August 2nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And for the next 5 minutes, I'll talk about America, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I record and produce this show in America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move here, or if you have any questions on investments or refinancing, give my wife, Teresa, a call, 619-507-4906. That's 619-507-4906, or check out our website at teresalovesrealestate.com. Let's get started on the show by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So let's everybody stand up. Let's face the flags if we have one and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. And now on to today's program. The Potsdam Conference ends. Happy birthday, Elisha Gray, who partially invented the telephone, depending on who you ask. Michael Andretti wins the Marlboro 500. Barry Bonds gets hit by a ball and charges the mound. And the movie The Sixth Sense premieres. All right, so now let's do this!
1945. The Potsdam Conference ends. This was a meeting of the Big Three, the Soviet Union, the U.S., and Great Britain. This was the third conference between these leaders. The first one was in Tehran in 1943, and the other one was in Yalta in February 1945. The representatives of each nation included Joseph Stalin for the Soviets, Winston Churchill for Great Britain, who would later be replaced by the new Prime Minister Clement Attlee, and President Harry Truman. It began on July 17th, and the topic was what to do with Germany. The Treaty of Versailles from World War I had exacted very brutal reparation payments from Germany, and it was generally believed that these high reparations had handicapped Germany's economy, which led to the rise of the Nazi Party. The Soviets wanted Germany to be completely disarmed, and Truman had his suspicions that the Soviets were looking to gain complete control of Germany and would eventually look to control all of Europe. The high point of the conference came when Truman suggested that the Americans had developed a weapon capable of unspeakable destruction. Well, Stalin had already known about the atomic bomb from his Soviet intelligence network. So much for Truman's leverage. When the Potsdam Conference was over, Stalin believed the U.S. and Great Britain were conspiring against the Soviet Union, and Truman realized relations with the Soviet Union were beginning to quickly dissolve. 1835. Happy birthday, Elisha Gray, who some say is the real inventor of the telephone. Gray co-founded the Western Electrical Manufacturing Company, and it was here, in 1876, he developed the first phone prototype. He came up with the idea of the liquid transmitter, which Alexander Graham Bell had been accused of stealing from Gray. Some say he did, some say he didn't. I don't know what else to tell you about that, other than Alexander Bell's telephone patent was getting held up in many court decisions. Oddly enough, while August 2nd is Gray's birthday, it is also the day Bell passed away in 1922. Coincidence? I submit to thee, nay. 1987, Michael Andretti races to win the Marlboro 500 at the Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn, Michigan, going about 171 miles an hour. His dad, Mario, was a racing legend, a three-time IndyCar champion, and 1978 Formula One world champion. Michael would win the Marlboro 500 again in 1989, and 1991 won the CART title, the Championship Auto Racing Teams. Michael Andretti, in fact, won the CART 42 times. However, he only won the Indianapolis 500 once. Michael retired in 2003 to work on his racing business. His son, Marco, who was born in 1987, continues the Andretti racing dynasty. He finished second in his first Indianapolis 500. Moving on to other sports news, 1998, San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds is hit by a pitch and charges the mound, causing a bench-clearing brawl. Good times. And finally, 1999, The Sixth Sense is released. That movie, of course, is best known for its famous line, "I see dead people." Starred Bruce Willis.
So that's going to wrap it up, my friends, for August 2nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. And let me know what you thought about today's show on the comment board. What about that story on the Potsdam Conference? The beginning of the Cold War? Or simply the natural progression of what would become of Europe post-World War II? What about the invention of the telephone? Should it go to Gray or Bell? Let me know what you think. Have you ever been nicknamed Michael Andretti because of the way that you drive? Sixth Sense fans, can you see dead people like that kid did in that Bruce Willis movie? I suppose I would if I was in a morgue, maybe. So yeah, let me know what you think. And don't miss tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the Donner Party, a safeguard for elevators, the NBA, the USS Nautilus, and the Beach Boys, so don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.